Services.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever, whenever you are. This is Ghost Stories, the podcast, and finally, it's Halloween, I guess, depending on when you're listening. And we have a fantastic, spooky story lined up for you tonight that I really hope you enjoy. In fact, it's one I liked so much. We had a different story lined up completely for our Halloween episode. But Nicole, who you may remember from Women in Horror Month, she had a story published, which was Grandpa John. She sent it over this week, and I thought, you know what, this is so good, I'm going to use it straight away. So, Nicole, she did say, actually, for her story, she finds inspiration in personal experiences and family members who've had experiences to write her stories, so that's pretty cool. So it sounds like there's a hint there, this one might be based in fact. So Nicole, thank you so much for sending this story in. I'm not going to say too much more because I think we should get straight down to it. So sit back and enjoy. This is Ding Dong. I live in an area where talking about the spiritual world is frowned upon. Locals in the community do not seem to want to share the same views, and if you try to talk about ghostly experiences, they'd simply stop the conversation and walk away from you. It can get pretty lonely, you know. Now, one day I was driving home from running some errands and turned down the road heading towards my neighborhood. This is a road that I've driven on hundreds of times, and it goes past a local cemetery. Today I was passing it and it appeared different than before. The speed limit on the road was always 25 miles per hour, but as I was driving and looked around and noticed everything seemed to stop moving. It felt like I was in slow motion. Sounds seemed muted and it was as if you're underwater, your ears were clogged and sound was muffled. The music on the radio played out like a 33 record, slow and moaning. Birds were barely flapping their wings and traffic was barely moving as well. I remember thinking while driving, what's happening? Why is everything slowed down? What? Am I having some sort of medical episode? As I crested the hill, I glanced at the tree line over the back of the cemetery, looking for a bird or any kind of movement. I saw something and looked away. When I looked back, there were two children standing by the tree line. They stood side by side, arms hanging down and not moving. They were wearing grayish colored clothing and one had a dress on, the other a shirt, trousers and a hat. I thought to myself, that's weird, what are those kids doing there? And who do they belong to? I've never seen them in the neighborhood, and after looking back on the road to watch where I was going, I glanced to where the children were standing and they were gone, vanished. Nothing there but empty space. When I looked back to the road in disbelief, I was already parked in my driveway. Wait, what? How did I get here, I thought. I was just driving past the cemetery. I sat there trying to imagine what could have happened. I just lost a few minutes of time and I shook my head, got out of the car, and gathered my belongings. I made my way to the front door, still confused. I noticed everything seemed so loud now. Cars whizzing through the neighborhood, birds squawking and flapping their wings. Things seemed back to normal pace, but I was still confused by it. I made my way inside and put things away and started supper. The next day I was coming home from work and turned down the same road by the cemetery. Remembering what happened yesterday, I slowed down to look at the tree line. Cars were driving by me, music playing in my car, birds flying, everything was moving as normal. When I looked towards the tree line, I saw no children this time. I thought, What was it I saw yesterday? I know I saw it, didn't I? I pulled into my driveway and started to get out. I looked across my front yard and noticed something red. I couldn't quite see what it was, and I went over to look at it. It was a red ball, about half the size of a volleyball. I didn't recognize it, but I knew it wasn't mine. I leaned closer to have a look and pick it up, and saw the words "help" scribed across it in crayon. Whose is this? I know there aren't any kids directly around my house, but must have come from somewhere. I looked around and saw no one. I didn't know what to do, so I left it there. Who was I going to call and tell? The words "help" written across a ball, whilst creepy, actually doesn't mean anything. So I just went into my house and shut the door. I stayed there with the blinds pulled all night watching TV, admittedly quite freaked out by it all. The next evening, I was at home putting dishes away after supper when I noticed the lights start to flicker in my kitchen. I thought the bulbs were about to go, so I decided to switch off the lights and wait a few seconds, and that's when I inexplicably heard a giggle in the room. I flicked the light back on and slowly scanned the kitchen, thinking to myself, did I actually just hear that? Slowly, I moved back to the sink and finished what I was doing. Honestly, quite freaked out. It was really weird. Well, after that, I went to the living room to settle for the evening and watch some TV. After a while, there was a knock at the door. Odd. I wasn't expecting anyone. So I went there and looked out the window, but didn't see a soul. Because I have privacy glass on the door, though, it did mean I couldn't quite see clearly, so I decided to open it. There wasn't anyone there. I heard the giggle again, but this time it was behind me. I quickly turned around, my back to the dining room, and I thought I saw a shadow head down the hallway. I slammed my door shut and walked with purpose to that room and looked down the hall. I thought my eyes must be playing tricks on me as there was nothing there. And where was this giggling coming from? Honestly, I could swear I heard it. I headed back to the living room to watch some more TV. Honestly, quite shaken up. After a bit of time, I realized the show I was watching sounded like people were talking, almost like they're pitched down and a bit slower than usual. I was playing around my phone and not quite paying attention, so it took me a while to realize, but I looked up at the TV and the color changed. It was almost black and white now, and the people were hardly moving. I changed the channel, but the other channels were all the same. Then the lights began to get dim. I could barely see except for the black and white screen of the TV. I heard giggling again on my left, and then on my right, and behind me, and in front of me. I jumped off my chair and started running around the house. Where were these sounds coming from? My heart started to pound with fright. It was these sounds, as if they were chasing me, swirling around me. I shouted, "What's happening? Is there someone here? Who is this?" But the sounds, they went muted, again like I was underwater. I stood back, and in the living room, all of a sudden, the doorbell rang. I turned towards the door, staring. I didn't know what to do. I was frozen and too scared to move. The light's still dim. Everything seemed slow. What was happening? Who was at my door so late at night? Is it who I could hear walking around the house, laughing? That sound. That muffled sound. I made my way to the door, turned on the porch light. I opened the door slowly. There before me were two children standing on my porch. I managed to mutter out, "Yes?" They didn't say anything. I said it louder and a bit more stern. "Yes, can I help you?" They stayed quiet. I thought, who are these kids and where are their parents? Who lets their children out so late at night? As at that point, I took notice of the dress that one was wearing. The other, a shirt, trousers, and a hat. The clothing was grayish colored. Finally, the girl spoke up and said, "Can we come in? We're scared." So I replied, "Where are your parents?" And the boy simply answered, "Away." I looked at them again, and this time made eye contact. Their eyes, they were different, dark, solid. The lack of movement was unnerving. Something wasn't right. My heart started pounding faster and faster. In a panic, I said, "No, I'm sorry, I can't help you," and slammed the door shut and locked it. I double locked it. I made sure they weren't getting in. I took a few steps back and stumbled to the floor. I sat upright to get my bearings, and still in the dim light, there in front of me was a red ball with the word scribbled, "Help," in crayon across it. Well, that's it for this week. Nicole, thank you so much for sending that story in. It was extremely spooky. And now the big question is, was it based in fact or a pure work of fiction? I know what I think, but make sure to jump to our Facebook page and let us know. Or our Patreon page, you can also vote there. And yeah, I hear there's been some weird going on with our podcast this week as well. We've not been quite able to figure out what's happened. But it would be good to drop a comment to see what you think of that stuff as well. Because of, yeah, I'm going to have to do something to figure out how to get the dodgy content removed. But yeah, I guess that's it. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If you're a regular, thank you so much for coming back. Make sure you jump on your device you're listening on right now, click that subscribe button if you've not already, or leave a 5-star review because it helps us grow completely. By the time you've heard this actually as well, we're kind of celebrating because we've hit 1 million listens all time, and I never would have thought, you know, a podcast that I produce on my own essentially hit the point now where I record in between finding time while my son's not making noise, that it would grow this big. It's honestly quite amazing, and we've got such a great following now. Some amazing interactions, and I appreciate you all for listening, so thank you so much. And I can't wait to see what we create as the next million listens comes in. If you do want to support the podcast a bit further, you can jump onto Patreon, and for $1 there, we'll be putting up on the 1st of November a mini documentary for the making of the Halloween special. So the few bits of content we've put out for Halloween. And again, I would love to know what everyone thinks about those, because I know we kind of went off the rails this year a bit and did some really weird, wacky, and wonderful things. But yeah, I think I'm gonna leave it there. So have a great Halloween, and make sure to stay spooky and keep sending those stories in. And don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?